Welcome to the bonus podcast, where I'm going to be talking for the next couple of weeks about being thankful and grateful. Oftentimes I say that you can't be hateful and grateful. All of a sudden, if you just become grateful and you're so appreciative of any and everything, all of a sudden now all that hateful bitterness and just anxiety and aggravation, it just goes away because you're like, man, I am supernaturally grateful about what the Lord has done in my life. I'm just telling you, it changes everything when you become grateful because, one, it aligns you with God. God wants you to be grateful, right? Remember this in the Bible. It says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But who's going to rejoice? You can't pay somebody to do it for you. You have to rejoice and say, God, I'm just thankful and grateful. When you do this, you're going to find out that your relationships get a lot better. Your marriage gets a lot better. Like the birds sing a little louder. The sky is a little bluer. The grass is a little greener because you're just thankful. So many times people live a life of entitlement. They feel like, I'm entitled to this. People should treat me this way. I should have this kind of house. I should have this kind of car. I should wear these kind of shoes. And in reality, if you go to third world countries in different parts of the world, people would love to be you. They'd be so grateful if they could be you today. Sleep on that bed that you slept in with all those pillows. You know, have indoor plumbing, food, very accessible to you all the time. It's amazing how quick our priorities shift and how out of alignment we get with God because we're just simply not thankful. So as we're entering into this season of Thanksgiving, I want you to just start being thankful. Every day, get up in the morning before your foot hits the floor. Think of two or three things you're grateful for. Like, I don't have anything to be grateful for. You'd be surprised. Just think the fact that you woke up. And that's big. Any day that you're up above the ground is a good day, right? Think about, my gosh, I'm breathing without the help of an oxygen machine. I've got a job to go to. I got children to deal with. There's always things to be grateful for and to be thankful for. Because God has blessed you in a supernatural way, and other people would love to be you. Here's another thing about Thanksgiving. When you're more thankful, it causes God to bless you more. You know, one wink of favor could change everything in your life. A few minutes ago, a guy just brought by a new 2020 Corvette. He goes to our church, and God blessed him in a supernatural way. He believed that 2020 was his year. He had actually sowed a significant seed in the banner you're offering the year before. And God gave him one idea, and then he hooked up in a small group with somebody in our church, and they became multimillionaires in a matter of just a few months during COVID. This idea that they had, this concept that they had, totally paid cash for his new Corvette, took him completely out of debt. He said before he had had some companies that, you know, there were multimillion dollar companies, but they had never broke $1 million. They'd always make around $800,000 a year. He said this one now, it's going to make $13 million. $13 million just like that. You talk about a guy that's grateful. You talk about a guy that was thankful today. He came and took me around Fenton today in Sunset Hills driving in that new Corvette. And he was one happy man. And he was grateful. And part of his why he's grateful and thankful is it happened in a quick work fashion. God just did a real supernatural quick work in his life. Now remember this. The Bible said that God's not a respecter of persons. What he does for other people, he will do for you. So I want you today to stop being hateful and start being grateful. Hope you enjoyed it today. Write a little review. Let me know that you liked today's podcast.